It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. At 3 o'clock, Freetown Radio. Right now, we're going to go back to 1971 and listen to Jimmy Reed do a number that is credited to pianist Henry Gray. Here's Jimmy Reed with Cold Chills.
Yeah. Baby, you make 'em run all over me. Not me, not me. Cold chills. Girl, you make 'em run all over me. You could ever leave me, baby. Oh, no, I just can't see you. I used to take your breakfast, bring it to your bed. Whenever you were sick, baby, I would rub your aching head. Cold chills. Honey, you make 'em run all over me. How you could ever leave me, baby? Oh no, I just can't. You would kiss me, baby. My head starts spinning round. I lose sight on the wood, darling, and my love comes tumbling down. The cold chills. Honey, you make 'em run all over me. You could ever leave me, baby. Oh, no, I just can't see. Cold chills. My baby make 'em run all over me. Leave me, babe. Oh no, I just can't see. I used to pick the woman's breakfast, bring it to a bed. When And now when she was sick, man, you know what I do? Rub her head, she's gonna kill. Honey, you got them running off. How you could ever leave me, darling? Oh, no, I just can't see. Kiss me, man. My head starts spinning round. I lose sight on the world and my love comes tumbling down these cold chills. Honey, you got them running all over me. You could ever leave me, darling. Oh, no, I just can't see.
Cold Chills. Jimmy Reed from 1971. Jimmy Reed, back in the 1950s and on well into the early 1960s, sold more singles than anyone else in blues, save maybe B.B. King. His blues were very accessible. They had sort of alluring laid-back grooves to them. Some people called it sweet blues in a lot of ways. I guess it was Jimmy Reed. And Jimmy Reed had behind him on guitar on a lot of his tracks his old friend from Mississippi, Eddie Taylor. They grew up together, and they both ended up in Chicago. Taylor played guitar behind a lot of Reed's best tracks, and also behind a lot of other artists, including quite a bit behind John Lee Hooker. We're going to listen next here on KRBS to the late Eddie Taylor from 1985, recorded live in Antone's Club in Austin, Texas. Here's Eddie Taylor with one of his standard tunes, a number called Bad Boy.
I'm just a bad boy, long, long way. We'll be right back.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Thing I wanna tell you, just a word or two. What you gonna do when your friends turn your back on you? I'm here to tell you, man, I believe this is the end. Because can't nobody hurt you but your so-called friends. I looked in the refrigerator to find something to eat. I didn't have nothing, not to stay a piece of me. I wanna tell you, man, I believe this is the end. Because can't nobody hurt you but your so-called friends. I got myself arrested, they took me straight to jail. All of my 100 buddies, they couldn't pay a $50 bill. I'm here to tell you, man, I believe this is the end. Because can't nobody hurt you but your so-called friends.
Taylor Jr. with a title track to a new disc called So-Called Friends. Prior to hearing Eddie Jr., we heard Eddie Sr., the late Eddie Taylor. We heard Eddie Taylor, Jr.'s father from 1985, again recorded at Antone's nightclub in Austin, Texas, doing one of his signature tunes, a piece called Bad Boy. Eddie Taylor, again, the guitarist behind a lot of Jimmy Reed's best-known pieces. And we heard Eddie Taylor Jr., we heard the father. Now we're going to listen to the daughter. Eddie Taylor has a daughter that is also recording blues, in her case for Delmark Records. Her latest disc came out last year. It's called Bad Girl. And we're going to listen to Demetria Taylor do an old Jimmy Reed tune called Big Boss Man. Thank you.
man, one that'll treat me right. I work hard all day, and rest easy at night, big boss man. Don't you have me when I call? Oh, yes, you do. If you ain't so big, no, you just saw and then.
Calling of the Boogerman.
Hearing as he goes along the way, don't you wish the night would turn to day? Hide your little fingers behind your hand. That's the calling of the Boogerman.
When the winds are blowing through the gloomy lane, and here comes the pattern of the evening rain. The owls are hooting out there in the wood. Don't make you wish that you've been good. Ain't no use of trying to struggle up here, man. I'm sorry, that's the calling of the Booger Man.
Hearing as he goes along the way, don't you wish the night would turn today? Hide your little fingers behind your hand. That's the calling of the Boogerman.
We'll be right back.
grandma's lap. If you say your prayers every single night, or you tuck in the covers and put out the light, then the rain can come when it blow like a fan. But you never have to worry about the boogeyman.
Healing as it goes along the way. Don't you wish tonight would turn to day. Hide your little people behind your hand. That's the calling of the boogeyman.
Phantom Blues. Easy there, gents. The Phantom Blues Band from their latest disc, Inside Out, a new release. They have been a backup band for some time for Taj Mahal on quite a number of his releases. And before we heard the Phantom Blues Band with Boogeyman, we heard Demetria Taylor from her disc Bad Girl. Demetria Taylor doing a cover of the old Jimmy Reed tune, Big Boss Man. Again, Demetria Taylor is the daughter of the late Eddie Taylor, who recorded so extensively with Jimmy Reed. Next year on the Blues Box, music from Katie Webster and the late Katie Webster, the Swamp Boogie Queen.
Down the streets with his hand in his pockets. I don't know what he's holding. It sure ain't no money. Look at him walking that jive walk and talking that jive talk. I don't want to hear that yakety yak. Say I talk too much, but at least I tell the truth. You know somebody done fooled that child, honey, and made him think he cute. Look at him. Look at that walk. Clombotty-clop, clombotty-clop, huh?
Hello, baby. It's so good to see you now. Hello, baby. It's so good to see you now.
Den with Penelope. You say you don't want no woman if her hair ain't no longer than yours, huh? And I tell you one thing, on her you couldn't see the hair for the head. You keep that mess up, I'm gonna file a suit against you. And I don't mean no blue serge suit either. You always expect me to walk up to you with a crazy smile on my face. And don't you chemo-savvy me either, huh? Cause if you ain't got no bread, you get no meat here.
A dirty place, the very place my baby always loved to stay. Now Tin Pan Alley blues is killing me. There's a woman down there, wanna see. She's little and cute, young and wise. I just wanna hold in my arms a little while, so that this Tin Pan Alley blues can let me be. So sweet, baby, if only we would agree. You can see I love you, baby, for yourself. You are just the type of woman, don't seem to care. Now, Tin Pan Alley, baby, must be your home. Down there, darling, but clubs and people kick the dog when the sun go down. Now hurry up, baby, please make up in your mind. Cause a woman like you is so darn hard to find. From
1962, that was Texas blues artist, pianist, and vocalist Curtis Jones from a disc called Lonesome Bedroom Blues. He was doing a number that he had first recorded in Chicago back in 1941. It may have been the first iteration of the tune Tin Pan Alley, though not quite the same tune that Jimmy Wilson recorded in 1953, which is the basis for the Tin Pan Alley that most of us are familiar with these days, the song at least. There was also a section of New York City back in the late 19th and early 20th century that was called Tin Pan Alley, so-called because that was where a lot of publishers' houses were, and supposedly it got its name because they said the sound of pianos tinkling sounded like somebody beating on a bunch of tin pans, so they call it Tin Pan Alley. Before hearing Curtis Jones, we heard Katie Webster. The late Katie Webster did a tune for us called No Bread, No Meat. Next here on KRVS, back to another Texan. Actually, Katie was originally from Dallas, but like Curtis Jones, we're going to go back and listen to someone else that hung around the Dallas area for a while, at least in the 1920s, before going to Chicago and making a lot of very, very famous recordings. We're talking about one of the first great rural style blues recording artists, Blind Lemon Jefferson. He recorded for Paramount Records from 1926 to 1929. Here is Blind Lemon Jefferson on guitar and vocals with Chinch Bug Blues.
I know how you left your tricks. Feel on his name. I know how you left your old tricks. You leave town the day to 10 days. You got your business well fixed. I want up to change his mind and boom out. I like to do in Bill Street Town. I wonder if the change is bad in Bowman, like they do in Beer Tree Town. The first night I stayed in Memphis, this bug turned my bed around. Get safer with the bread bar to keep the changes from taking my life. I had to get safer with the bread bar to keep the changes from taking my life. Because the changes got my number, wrote three letters to my wife. Me easy, where from that began. I said, my wife got me easy, where from that began. The next time I go to slip out, I ain't gonna leave on the light anymore. My wife is with me. And my rich big beat got into. I said my wife is with me. And my rich big beat got into. All the blind is cold, bed alone. And with the change, but do.
Everybody was in action, trying to find themselves a president. There was a man named Lawson, from New York down to Boston, representing the colored people we have sent. My brother was a voter, also a great promoter, going around giving advice. They go down to the poll and vote. Did our voting once, we voted twice. He's in their jailhouse now. He's in their jailhouse now. We got him downtown in jail. No one to go his bail. He's in their jailhouse now. Was the swellest gal in town. She started to call me honey. I started spending money. We went into a cafe and sat down. I thought that I was in it, buying a drink a minute, buying wine, champagne by the dozen. When I went to pay that man, I found that lady's hand in my pocket where my money was. They got her. She's in the graveyard now. She's in the graveyard now. When I went to see that man, I found that old gal hand. She's in the jailhouse now. She's in the jailhouse now. When I went to see that man, I found that lady's hand. She's in a jailhouse now.
Blind Blake, the great ragtime style blues artist from the 1920s. He recorded from 1926 to 1932 for Paramount Records. That was his In the Jailhouse Now. Most of us that are familiar with his tune, familiar with the Jimmy Rogers version that was recorded in 1928. Blind Blake recorded his version in 1927. And he was preceded by another Chicago blues artist, originally from Texas, another Paramount recording artist. We heard Blind Lemon Jefferson, also from the 1920s and from a disc called Moaning All Over. Jefferson on guitar and vocals with a number called the Chinch Bug Blues. Next year on KRBS, we're going to turn to another Blind Blake tune, this one done by Spencer Boren, who spent a lot of his career in New Orleans. Here is Spencer Boren from the Guitar Vintage, the Disc Vintage. Spencer Boren with the Blind Blake tune, Hey Hey Daddy Blues. Now that isn't right. Let's try that again. There we go.
Feeling blue. Hey, hey, Daddy's feeling blue. Worry all the time. Can't get you off my mind. Hey, hey, Daddy's feeling blue. Hey, hey, your daddy's lonesome for you. Hey, hey, daddy's lonesome for you. Tell you what I do. I make sweet love to you. Hey, hey, daddy's feeling blue.
My grandfather told my father, then my father told me, and I'ma share it with y'all. In the month of March, 1939, Mama called Daddy to the bed, and Mama started crying. I said, I'm 22 years old, and my life is gonna end. Hard road for you, and now your hard road just begins. Leaving for the board, and your blind mama's you. Won't be easy, on and do what you gotta do. Say, my baby's 16 months. My oldest boy ain't even 6. I got 2 more boys in between. And I'm leaving you in a real bad fix. I want you to make me a promise. Promise me today. You won't put my boys up for adoption. You won't give neither one of them away. Leaving you for the boy. And your blind mama Sue. Won't be easy. Go on and do what you gotta do. Mama say how it's gonna be. Hard on you every day. But it's your responsibility. From it, don't you walk away. You're gonna have to cook, wash and iron. Give everybody their bath. Things gonna be different now than they've been in the past. Leaving you for the boys and your blind mama Sue. Be easy. Go on and do what a man gotta do. A few hours later, Mama called the family to the bed. Voice getting weak, and this is what she said. Put my baby in my arms. I wanna hold him to my breast. While I give him a hug and a kiss, Mama breathed out her last breath. Daddy took me from Mama's arms, folded her hands across her breast, closed her eyes and gave her a kiss and a hug and said, she's gone on home to rest. Leaving you for the boys and your blind mama Sue. Won't be easy. Go on and do what you gotta do. Won't be easy for you. Go on and do what you gotta do. Don't be easy on you. And do what you gotta do. Won't be easy on you. Hey, 4 little boys. 4 little boys, y'all. I said the 4 little boys. Austin, Judge, and Eagle. 4 little boys.
Lucky Peterson with A Little Family History from his disc You Can Always Turn Around. That one came out in 2010. He's got some very interesting history himself. He started performing at the age of 5 years old. His father owned a nightclub in Buffalo, New York, and Willie Dixon saw him performing there literally at the age of 5 years old. Dixon took him under his wing, and before long, Peterson was performing on The Tonight Show, The Ed Sullivan Show, What's My Line. He's, as well as a fine guitarist, a very, very good keyboard player, and he's been a sideman on many, many discs by a lot of really great blues artists. Before we heard Lucky Peterson here on KRVS, we heard Spencer Boren, Spencer from his compilation disc Vintage, and we heard him do a really nice treatment of an old Blind Blake tune from the 1920s. Spencer Boren did for us Hey Hey Daddy Blues. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday anyway. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, do stay tuned for Freetown Radio. At 4 o'clock, we have national and international news on All Things Considered. And then, of course, at 7 o'clock, do stay tuned for Big Band Swings with Lee Kleinpeter. The Blues Box is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you, and also a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We are member-supported public radio. If you'd like to help us keep these types of programming going, check us out on the web. Support us securely online at krvs.org. To take us on up to the top of the hour in American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, we're going to turn to Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines from their disc, I Want You to Know. Here they are with a rendition of the old classic tune, John Henry. Have a great weekend. Support for Blues Box comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.